there are major awards like Oscars, Grammys, and Nobel Peace Prizes. Then there is the Battered Bucket Award. You've probably never heard of it, but if you won it, you probably messed up in a memorable way to get it. The story of that award is today's edition of The American Countryside. Ernest Moncrief taught agriculture and FFA for 35 years in Marlow, Oklahoma.
One of our students decided, you know, there's always somebody in the chapter that really messes up, and they ought to have some kind of an award.
His students developed the Battered Bucket Award. Each year, chapter FFA members voted to award the bucket to the person who had really messed something up in the chapter that year. The advisor was eligible and won it on several occasions.
We went to livestock judging contest at Oklahoma City on the wrong day.
Moncrief had to return to the school and explain to the superintendent why he would need a substitute teacher to cover him for another day. In 1949, he remembers meeting students at a local cafe to take them to a stock show in Fort Worth.
When we got ready to go, some of the boys had duffel bags, you know. They just loaded everything in the back of the car, and we got to Fort Worth. My wife was pregnant with her daughter at that time. I told her not to call me unless there was a problem. When I walked to the barn down there, they had an emergency call.
He was worried his wife was in trouble. Someone else, though, was on the line.
It was Mr. Fisher calling us from dinner. He said, you stole the mail. What do you mean I stole the mail? He said, well, you picked it up then at Guy's Cafe when you loaded your stuff up and went to Fort Worth. I said, I don't think so, but I'll go check. And sure enough, it was.
The Postal Service trucks were leaving duffel bags of local mail at the cafe for local delivery. Moncrief had to make a quick trip back home so everyone in town could receive their paychecks he'd accidentally stolen. He once again won the Battered Bucket Award. His most memorable mess-up, though, landed two students in the hospital. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Marlow, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.